Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Get a load of this story. A couple in Switzerland have named their daughter Twifaya. Twifaya.
So annoying.
After the popular internet provider Twifi have done a competition to say, if you name your kid after our company, we'll give you a ton of free Wi-Fi. Interestingly enough, the parents have said, we would prefer to remain anonymous because we are slightly ashamed of what we have done, but we, alas, have done it to baby Twifaya. Oh my gosh! Can you
but
like
people can't hear me shaking my head, but I'm shaking my head. Let me just work out the math on that, right? So this is how much you're saving. So what's internet? $60 a month?
I don't know what it is.
Let's call it 60. Yeah, $60 a month times 12 for the year.
They wouldn't be getting the premium package too. I reckon they're just getting basic.
I'm going to times this by 18 because that's when Twifaya is going to
18 years.
Yeah, is going to disown parents for naming
totally and change her name to
something else.
Shelley.
So in that 18 years, they've saved
how much on Wi-Fi?
$12,960.
Not even that much money.
Is that enough?
I mean,
to do it,
you can win more than that
for 18 years of this child's life.
Look,
dumb.
I know we sound super judgy, but we did put on our Facebook page, like, are you named after something? And maybe it wasn't because there was, you know, like 18 years worth of Wi-Fi that was a prize, but perhaps your parents did name you after a thing or a person or a, I don't know, let's put it out there. Well, tons Kim, of comments.
Kim from the mid-north coast, what are you named after?
It's not me personally, it's my son.
Right, great. You've done it. You've gone down this road. You're one of those.
One of those.
Yes.
What is your son's name?
His name's Carter.
Yes. Named after?
A horse.
A horse.
Oh, I can hear Carter in the background there. Very cute.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
No, that's Layla.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Layla. Later, what? Carter the horse?
Carter's good. So my father and husband were at the pub betting on horses a couple of days before I went into labour.
Great.
And my husband sent me a message. He's like, oh, what about Carter Brown? I'm like, oh, that's a really cool name. I'm like, where'd you get that from? He's like, oh, it's just a horse we bet on.
Named
and then,
after-
yeah, it's just stuck ever since.
That's brilliant. So I like that, though. Because, I mean, did the horse do well in the race?
That's what I want to know, yes.
Doesn't really
matter.
Yeah,
it did. It won us a few races, and we've even got a tag ticket on the fridge for it.
There you go. See? You named your kid after a winning horse. I think that's better than the Wi-Fi story.
Ask him. Kim, would you name your kid this?
What?
Twifaya or whatever it is.
Oh, Twifaya. Well, the boy version would just be Twifi.
Twifi. Would you name your kid Twifi for free Wi-Fi for your life?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd probably forget what his name is or forget how to spell it. So probably not.
Probably not.
Probably
yeah.
not.
It doesn't make things easy, does it?
There are a ton. Thank you for your story, Kim. Oh. See, that's like a positive. This is not just, you know, us
Kim,
judging people.
$100 at... Oh, have we got Casey's toy? Have we got any more left? No, okay, Tao. We have a great Teslate towel. They're worth about $150. No sand on the
sand
towel.
Sand-free beach towels.
They're very good towels.
Carter and Layla are going to love those.
Love
trust
that.
Me. Yeah. We do have a ton of comments. And 131060, we're happy to take more calls on this, aren't we? If you are named after something or if you've named your child after something, we would love to hear from you. I do... What you're
if you want to read these names, well, there's just so many.
I know it's actually really hard to scroll through. So Robin has said on Facebook, I have a daughter. I named Sarah Lee after the Sarah Lee factory. I like the products and the name, so that's what I named her. LMAO.